Fred Film Radio, New Horizons International Film Festival, Wrocław, Poland.
Hello, you are listening to Fred Film Radio. I am Diego Aparicio from Wrocław, Poland. I'm here on occasion of the Independent Cinema Offices course, Developing Your Film Festival, which this year is organized in partnership with the 19th edition of the New Horizons Film Festival. I am here today with one of the participants of this year's course, Yekaterina Bakker, from the Schnitt Worldwide Short Film Festival. Hello, Yekaterina.
Hello, Diego.
Pleasure being with you here today. I was wondering if you could introduce yourself and the festival to our listeners.
Schnitt Worldwide Short Film Festival, it's a 12-day event, which is running simultaneously in 7 cities around the globe. Yes, and on 12th day we're going to New York to celebrate our great finale and to give awards to our winners.
So what's your role exactly at the festival?
Programming. Right now we're finishing our program for the upcoming edition, and also I'm doing international coordination because, as you already know, that we are simultaneously in 7 places, so we've got like separate teams there and they have to be coordinated, and this is my role.
Sounds like a big task. So what are the cities where your festival runs?
Festival was founded in 2003 in Bern, and it was a kind of local initiative, and 10 years ago it started to grow worldwide. So first Cologne jump onto the board. And right now we are on 5 different continents. So it's Bern, it's Buenos Aires, it's San Jose, Costa Rica, it's Cape Town, it's Cairo, it's Moscow, and Hong Kong.
That is an impressive selection of cities you've got there.
Yeah, we decided like we should go diverse as possible. So we get 1 location per continent. And yeah, also the languages are different and the mentality is different, backgrounds are different. We love it, absolutely love diversity.
And when does your festival run?
This year it will be from 17th to 28th of October.
What sort of films do you have on selection for your audiences? Do they vary from city to city?
As we're purely a short film festival, it is short films. So our limitation is 40 minutes, and different styles, different genres. And yeah, but we try to show the newest, the freshest stuff. And we're showing simultaneously the same program in all of those places. It's our concept, international program. International competition is shown everywhere. So it's kind of a worldwide competition. And each city, each playground got their own national competition. They select films themselves, and it's very, very well attended, and people from these places appreciate it a lot.
And do you have a local team working in each of the cities that you operate in? Because I can imagine it's a logistical nightmare to deal with 7 cities at the same time.
Yes, absolutely right, what you're saying. Yes, we get their own team, their own team leaders. We call it playground manager.
And do they work full-time in those cities?
Yes, normally it's it's a project like closer to the event, to the actual event. You have to deliver more time. So, yeah. And they also collecting their team together close to the event. They all turn into the full time.
They're not all based in Switzerland, are they?
No, they are locals, and it's very important for us that they should be locals, because you know your region better. Nobody from Switzerland knows what's going on in Buenos Aires, right? If you're not there.
Absolutely.
So they should be locals, and the team is also local. Sometimes we get an exchange program, so people from one team is going to another location to help or to learn also about it. So it's a very interesting project in terms of exchange of culture.
It sounds like it. And what does Schnitt mean?
It's a good question. So there is a myth around it. We actually don't know. Is it true or not? That this word is in the Swiss German. It means cool and also short and also, kind of a cool stuff, right? Schnitt, this is Schnitt.
So kind of summarizing your festival's vibe there.
Yes, absolutely. It's short, it's cool, it's sexy. Yes, it's Schnitt.
So what would you say you're looking to change in the way you organize your film festival?
It's an interesting question. We're constantly searching for interesting solutions, how to make it more efficient, how to build a structure easier and more understandable. So it's a process. We are all learning, and we actually spend a lot of time in developing our strategy. But yeah, it's not easy because we're all from different countries, but we try at least once a year make a big international meeting where all came together and making a big brainstorming. So yeah, year to year, we're working on that.
Amazing. Do you find it's challenging bringing an audience and getting their attention at a short film festival?
Yes, I think it is a challenge, and also depends on the region. In Switzerland, we have no trouble with that because people know well about the short film culture and they love it, adore and respect. And in other places, we have to build it up. For example, places like Colombia or like African part, you know, they kind of not used to a good quality content there. I mean, short films. So there is any kind of feeling that the short films are not professional, you know, not in a great quality. It's kind of a low budget. But we're breaking this rule, and the quality is always like top. That's how we try to break this thought of people, you know, like this belief that the short films are not professional and actually not worth to pay for. And the program is our strong part, and we're really working hard on delivering the best, the most exciting, the most well put together programs. So I think that's what I think it's what we're doing, and I think that what we're doing good, and I think it's seriously affecting the local audience. They started to understand that it's actually a cool stuff. It's really good, and you know the length is of our programs is similar to a feature film, but during the feature film you kind of experience only one story and kind of one setup and one like setup of emotions. But with the short film collection, you know, you could just go on a dramatic line, very interesting ups and downs, and feel a lot of different aspects, right? So that makes it maybe sometimes more exciting than one feature film to watch. So, and I think that's what people likes about it, and what they appreciate, and it's a different experience.
And does your festival have a year-round presence? Do you make your shorts available after the festival is officially over?
Yeah, we think it's very important to have a year-round presence, and we're working on it. Right now, we've got a 12-day festival, like actual festival. We've got three programs put together, animation, live action, and documentary program, which runs around the globe. In every cinema, art location, which want to participate. And we also got a VOD channel during the festival open. And after the festival, we're curating three programs of best of. Again, live action, animation, and documentary blocks with the nominees and the winners of the previous edition. And from January to July, this best of collections from the last year's edition we are launching, and cinemas and cultural locations are booking it. So that's from all over the world. So that's how we try to keep this all year experience for our festival lovers.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrific way of engaging with your audiences all year round.
We're trying our best.
Thank you so much for your time today, Yekaterina.
Thank you, Diego.
From Wrocław, Poland, this is Diego Aparicio, and you are listening to Fred Film Radio. the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.